talk to him?
You know, I just keep talking to him, man. Let him know what I see. Help him out a little bit as far as, you know, technique and lining up and what they expect from different formations. And he's going to get better, man.
Is there specific things technique-wise you can suggest to him that he actually will take now?
It was just basically, you know, about the deep balls, the PIs that he's been getting lately. I just been telling him, instead of him turning his head all the way around, just stay facing the man since he already at that point. And to where he ain't got to turn his head and then the ball is on the throw, now he's reaching and grabbing. So it's just small things like that.
Normally they tell you to turn your head.
Right.
So you're saying don't hold
it. I mean, if you only turn your head if you're behind. But if you're on top, there's no need for you to, you know, face them off. And if you're on top, turn your head because you're going to be underthrown or back shoulder fade anyway. So if you even or behind, I say you look and lean. Other than that, face off.
What do you see from this Tampa Bay offense and what Jameis Winston can do? He also makes some mistakes from time to time.
We know they're explosive on the outside. They got some big threats receivers. Jamie going to try to force the ball and get it up any way he can. He's mobile, and he's the leader of the team.
He threw some picks last week.
Right.
Can he be prone to that? If he
can be prone to it, but you can't hold a guy to what he did last week. You know, each and every week, you only come out to get better. And we're going to just do what we got to do on the back end.
What does Deshaun do for their offense out of him?
Man, you know, he's been everywhere. He is explosive, a very, very good deep threat, quick, elusive, can get his hand. When he gets his hand on the ball, he's out of there. And just competitive, man. And we got to be aware of that.
You got to run long and hard against him, right? I mean, he's big. He's got a lot of big plays, obviously.
Yeah, you just got to do your job. Yeah.
You like that kind of matchup? Because, you know, it's a real –
I mean, I like all my matchups. Yeah. I just like to compete. I don't care who it is. That's how I take it every game.
Is it more of a challenge when you go into a week if you're not traveling with one guy, when you have a guy like Evans who seems to be a completely different kind of receiver than Deshaun would be?
I just focus on doing my job, man. Whatever they give me, I just go in and do it to the best of my ability.
How's your ankle feeling after the game Sunday?
It was sore, but not crazy. Not too bad.
This week, obviously, throughout the NFL, was kind of you guys coming together, symbol of unity. How do you see that playing out going forward?
And
what was it like?
I mean, you don't have to say too much. Everybody see what's going on, and we noticing what's going on. And at some point, you gotta take a stand. And I feel like that what people and players around the league did. So whatever way you're going with it, in and out.
Can you show your support without kneeling?
I mean, it's certain ways. It's just how you want to express it, how you feeling at the moment. How, you know, hearing the national anthem make you feel at the time when you know what's going on around the world. And you can take it on different ways, locking arms, like they said, double kneeling, just praying. You know, just small things. And I mean, it'll work itself out.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.